I think, yeah, I think that, I mean, it's something we're thinking a lot about because it's like, I think there's sort of two things. There's the bar, how much you have to know to start programming, and then there's the motivation. You know, like, is it fun? Is there some reason to do it? Because it's like, there's no point in learning to program if you're not going to use it for anything. And so, you know, the lowering the bar, you know, making it as easy as possible, that's something we've worked on for a long time, and, you know, we're still going to work on, you know, the kind of stuff we were talking about earlier. But the kind of interesting, the fun discussion we're having now is, you know, okay, you know, where, you know, how do we make it fun? How do we make it relevant to people who are not, you know, the C++, you know, enterprise programmers? I mean, I think that in some sense we've lost some focus on that because, you know, well, we go where the money is, right? You know, a lot of money in corporate developers, a lot of money in big, huge applications. But really, I mean, where VB and Access really too made their impact was as kind of the viral applications, because it's like some guy who just needed to get something done in some department, and the, you know, that just grew and grew and grew.
I know a mechanic in Palo Alto who used Access and VB to build a customer relationship system for his mechanic shop.
Exactly.
Here's a mechanic.
I know.
It's not a computer maker, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly
just,
it.
He just had a business need, and he saw that the Access and VB tools were the easiest to use to do a business type app. You know, so he just sat down on weekends and nights and built this little app, you know. And I have lots of stories of that.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, how do we encourage that? How do we, like, because I think it's not that people aren't still doing that, but it's just like we kind of, you know, as we've grown away from our roots, we've kind of grown away from some of that experience. And that's like, I mean, that's what, but the funny thing is you start talking to people inside Microsoft, you start talking to them about it, and like they just start getting more and more excited because, of course, how does any, you know, how that's how we all got into this. It's like, you know, we saw something. Oh, that's cool. You try it out. Oh, that worked. You know, and that kind of like the exciting aspect. And it's like, yeah, you know, it is really important that we, you know, we build Indigo and we, you know, enable, you know, massive workflow applications and things like that. But it's like, you know, if for the end user, it's like, are there things that we can do that, you know, hey, I installed Longhorn and, you know, I can program, I can write these little apps to do fun things and just, and kind of rebuild that kind of grassroots thing. Because that's you know.
Aren't we really losing there? I mean,
I
just saw Dan Appleman, who's an old-time BB guy, runs a youth group with computers, and he just wrote a security book for teenagers.
So right.
He was just on his weblog, he was writing about the geek,
right, I saw that.
You saw
that. And that they use Linux now.
So how do we make sure we stay relevant to the up-and-coming generation?
Well, I think that's, you know, I don't know. That's a fun, I mean, you know, there's... well, I think there are a couple of things. I mean, one thing is that our focus has become so professional that it's like, you know, today, you want to buy VB. You know, most places you go, it's going to cost you hundreds of bucks. And it's like, you know, it's not this little tool that you just pick up and can do stuff. Whereas with Linux, I mean, you know, free. I mean, free is great. But,
particularly when you're a teenager.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's like, you know, it's like looking at how do we get tools to people that don't necessarily have a lot of money. And also, you know, just how do we, like, a lot of the Linux community is sort of self-organizing around fun projects. It's like, you know, I think it's like getting back in touch with that for us too. I mean,